Welcome to the Leading Men Podcast. I'm your host, James Haley. This podcast is dedicated to helping Christian men become better leaders at home and in the church. This week, we'll discuss vision versus pipe dream with Terrell Munger. Leading Men is a listener-supported podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you can help us in a number of ways. First, you can subscribe for free on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Your reviews will increase our visibility and help us reach more men. Second, you can share this podcast with your friends, family, or in men's group. Finally, you can pray for me and this podcast so that it reaches more men and makes a positive difference in their lives. Now we want to talk to returning guest, Pastor T, the star of Hood Rich. Terrell Munger. Terrell, welcome back to the show.
Man, thank you so much. You know, I'm always excited. If I can't do nothing else, I can talk.
Right. Today, we want to talk about visions versus pipe dreams. Tell me, why do you think people need to hear that message? What have you seen lately that makes you want to talk about this subject?
Well, the overarching theme nowadays of people wanting to be entrepreneurs and appearing that or saying that they have a vision, but really they're just trying something. And what I want to do is kind of help people, enlighten people on how to stop chasing their own tail until they get tired and fall out, you know, because a vision is something that is deeply, intrinsically inside of you that you couldn't stop if you wanted to. Pipe dreams are based on stuff you want to try. Today, you're an insurance salesman. Next minute, you're selling donuts. Next minute, you're selling cookies. But what that really is really spinning your wheels because you haven't locked into something and become passionate about it enough to see it through to the end. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen a lot of people get stuck on pipe dreams for forever. And most of the time, people don't realize and they can't see it. Probably take somebody from the outside to really tell them. And depending on their mindset, they still won't listen.
Right.
For the people who listen, saying, you know, I believe I have a vision, not a pipe dream, but they probably, just in case they may be wrong, how can they figure that out? What are some steps or to kind of figure that out?
Here's a few indications. If you started doing whatever it is that you're doing just because you don't want to work for somebody, it's probably a pipe dream. You're probably just trying to find an alternative to make money because you don't want to punch somebody else's clock. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing things and not wanting to work for somebody. But if you have a vision, you will do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. You will make sure that the decisions you're making is not based on the fact that you just don't have money. A lot of these people that have labeled themselves as entrepreneurs, their focus is, how do I make money today? Because I need it. I want to live good. I want to dress good. So I am calling this my vision. But what it really is another get rich quick scheme. If you're driven by money, or if you're driven by popularity or who sees you, it's probably a pipe dream. Vision has nothing to do with it. If you have a vision, you'll do it for free. And you, matter of fact, if you have a vision, you'll work a job and take all the money you made from your job to put into your vision because you want to do it that bad. Now, if you find that thing, that your vision is your gift to the world. It is your contribution to the world. It might be for your family. It might be for people you don't even know. But a vision is something that you know you're supposed to put into the world. And if you do it well enough and consistently enough, it pays off monetarily. It may even pay off with you being famous. But it is something you will do for free, but you've just found a way to make a living off of.
Okay. You convinced me now that what I'm doing, I'm stuck in a pipe dream. Okay. How do I figure out what that vision could be? Because right now I'm thinking, you know, I thought this pipe dream was my vision, but listen to you, I realize this is a pipe dream. But I don't know what my vision should be. How do I find that vision? How does that come to me?
Well, you have to take out all external factors. And you have to find out what really makes you happy. Okay, now the highest form of happiness is liberation. It is freedom. It is, I am doing this because I want to, not because of a paycheck, not because I'm trying to impress somebody. To truly be happy is to be emotionally stable, independent of outside influences. That means if nothing changes on the outside, I will still be doing this. If everything changes on the outside, I'll still be doing this because this makes me happy. A lot of people ask, what do I do to relax? You know what I do to relax? I create. Because that's what makes me happy. I'm happy when I'm writing a book. I'm happy when I'm writing a play. I'm happy when I'm doing graphic design. Because all of those things lead to my ultimate vision. What my ultimate vision is to wake up the dreams and passions inside of other people. That's my vision. That's why my vision is not to write plays. If I stop writing plays tomorrow, I'll write books. If I stop writing books, I'll do motivational speaking. If I stop doing motivational speaking, I will find a way to get this vision outside of me into the world. Now, can you get rich just by waking up other people's passions and dreams? On paper, it doesn't look like it, but that's what Oprah does. She wake up other people's passions and dreams, and she's a millionaire. Ayanna Van Zandt does it. You know, you got people, what's the boy named? Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins does it because that's his passion. He's not doing it to make money, but he does it so well and so strong that it brings money into his life. If you make proper contributions into the world based on the heart that is within you, the world pays you back. But you cannot do it as the motivating factor because now you're not doing it out of love that's in your heart. It's more, it becomes more of a get-rich-quick scheme, and the world does not take kindly to get-rich-quick schemes.
Right. Now, we all know some people who are caught up in pipe dreams. Mm-hmm. If I'm – look, we all got someone in the back of our mind, maybe a son, a nephew, a friend, some a relative or whatever. How do we talk to them and say, you know, you're kind of in a pipe dream without them getting too easily offended?
Well, it takes a lot because when you've been chasing a pipe dream so long, in your mind, you feel like you're failing. So anybody that tries to correct you are reinforcing what you already think about yourself. That's why they get so defensive. You don't know nothing. That's why y'all out there working for them white man. They get defensive because they already feel like they're failing. What I would say to a person like that is, start doing something productive now. Like most of these people that become entrepreneurs, and it's great to be an entrepreneur, so I'm not trying to put down their word. They do it so long to get to a point that they don't have any skills. So they can't go like me and you and go get a job making X amount of dollars knowing we've been doing since we was 20, 21, 22. That's why we can go command a paycheck in the corporate world because we have the experience behind it. We have the tenure behind it. But I tell anybody, I know you don't want to go take a low-end job, but if you're not making money, you're not providing for yourself, you're going to prostitute whatever your vision is. You're going to prostitute your dream because you're focused so much on money. Start where you are. If you have to go get a job making $10, $11, $12 an hour just so you can get money coming in, go ahead and make that little money coming in so you can focus on doing your vision or your dream effectively and not being prostituted out by another dollar. You gotta have more than one stream of revenue. You know what I mean? If everything you do is about money, you're gonna make bad decisions. If everything you do is about how people think of you or do you have the popularity or are people going to think you're going to fail, you're not going to make good decisions. Your vision or your dream, your intrinsic dream that comes from God, that thing, you don't care what people think about you. That's why Noah was out there building that ark. He wasn't getting a paycheck. He wasn't caring about the people laughing at him, but that was his intrinsic dream, his contribution to the world, and he didn't care what people say. If you're still listening to what people say, you might be in a pipe dream. You haven't found your vision, your passion that burns inside of you. Man, you'd be surprised at how many people told me, just because you wrote a church play and 200 people came, what make you think you can fill up the Cannon Center? I didn't care what they said. I just knew this is possible, and I'm going to do everything possibly that I can to make it happen. And if it don't, I'm going to try something else. But I dedicated myself to it no matter what people said, and it ended up being a success. But guess what? Even if it didn't, I would have kept trying because this is my vision. The bigger the platform, the more people I can reach, the more people I can inspire, that's what fuels me. So I can't let a few naysayers or a few people that don't understand stop me. I know what I do is not based on money. I know what I do is not based on popularity or fame. It is an intrinsic dream, a vision, a passion that is deep in my heart, and I couldn't stop if I wanted to.
Right. And that's admirable that you have that with your vision and nobody can stop you. But we also have heard stories of people who are children. They may have tapped into their vision as children, mm-hmm. but adults, teachers, parents, whatever, may have crushed it because they didn't understand it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with you writing plays and all that? Would you get a real job, learn a trade or right. something? As a parent, how do we make sure we don't try to crush out visions in our children?
I would say let people dream as big as they can. See, I would think I was crazy if I was dreaming and passionate like this and my lights were getting cut off at home. If my car was getting repossessed. I show up at work every day. You know, I come in early. I do what I'm supposed to do here. So I have earned the right to chase my passions, my dreams, and my vision because I'm responsible in my day-to-day life. No one can question this dream that I'm chasing because I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to do. You know, it's food in the house. My kids are not going without. The lights are on. I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. But when I get off work, which takes care of my daily responsibility, I'm not tired because my vision wakes me up. When I clock out and leave this place, my day is just starting. I'm not saying, oh, I'll go home and get some rest and start tomorrow. The people who talk like that are people that don't have an intrinsic passion and dream. To be honest, to really be an entrepreneur or to really be a boss, as people want to say, you're going to work longer hours. If you're going to really be a boss, you got to pay other people before you get paid. If you're going to really be a boss, you got to struggle in order to enjoy the fruits or the benefits of being a boss. So being a boss ain't just about you putting on a pair of shades and putting on some Louis Vuitton shoes or a Gucci jacket. Being a boss is about handling your responsibilities and the way that it needs to be done. Even though your vision or your passion is not making the money you want, you'll be willing to go do other things that you don't want to do until you can get to the point that you do the things that you want to do. Like even now, with our production company getting ready to take off, we got an offer. We got a couple of shows coming up, one in New Orleans, one in Atlanta. And what we're even doing bigger than that, we're doing a documentary of the whole thing. And the name of the documentary is called Chasing Dreams. We want people to see the struggles, the ups, the downs, the failures, the successes of what it takes to really pursue your dream. So with all of this that we're doing, it's a huge thing. But guess what? I came to work this morning.
Right.
I don't spend the money from what I'm doing with the plays and production on my personal life. I invested back into the production. Every dime we made at the County Center goes into the tour bus we got to get when we go on the road. It goes into the set. It goes into the hotels for the cast. It goes into the promotions to the radio stations in other cities. None of that money comes into my house because I am taking care of my personal needs with my personal job. So I can pursue my dreams as big as I want to without having to borrow money from anybody or ask anybody anything because I am pursuing my dream while I'm taking care of my personal responsibility. If you say you tired and you don't have the time, your vision is not driving you. Your mind is on something else. If it really, really, really is burning inside of you and you really want it to happen, what is a clock? A clock does not matter. I probably go to sleep later than everybody else, and I probably wake up earlier than everybody else because my passion pushes me. If you have not found your passion, and it doesn't truly make you happy to be doing it, you got to sit down and think, wait a minute, let me recalculate, let me rethink things, let me get a proper paradigm of how I think and what drives me and what pushes me, then I won't have to work as hard. When a lot of people tired, man, I'm just getting started. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So one thing I'm hearing you say is, when you have a passion, it's good to go full force on it and go hard on it, but at the same time, lights shouldn't be getting cut off, or your kids shouldn't have to be begging other people for lunch money,
right.
Or you should not be asking for rides because you right. can't pay your car note.
Right. There should be some kind of balance in it, right?
It has to be some balance. And I'm going to tell you, man, and I'm not saying it's easy. For anybody listening to this, I am not saying it's easy. And I pray and hope that I don't sound arrogant in my tone, because I'm really not trying to say that. I remember my first job making $7.25 an hour at a configuration center working in a warehouse boxing and unboxing computers. I remember that clearly. But I also remember those same people that I was boxing and unboxing computers next to me. They were complaining about their job. They was talking about it's hot out there. A man, these folk want you to work like a slave. While they was talking, I was working. In a few months, they moved me from boxing and unboxing to hardware, where I was putting in memory cards and video cards and changing the chips out on the board. I worked so hard. Everybody else complaining. Man, we work too long. It's too many hours. Our breaks ain't long enough. Our lunch break need to be longer. While they was talking, I was working. Next you know, I was moved over to software. Same thing. Everybody complaining. Man, they keep changing stuff. This new stuff coming in. What was wrong with the way we was doing it everywhere else? While everybody else complaining, I was working. So I came in boxing and unboxing computer, and in a year and a half, I was the supervisor of the whole floor. But the people I came in with, boxing and unboxing computer, were still there. The people who complain about life are the people who are going to be stuck in the same spot that they complaining about. You cannot complain and work at the same time. You got to focus, lock your mind in, because believe me, the world is watching. It's always somebody watching. They watching your work ethic. They watching your attitude. They watching how you respond to life. And the right person is going to see you, and they might not even open the door. They just going to crack it just a little bit. Soon as you see it crack, you got to go kick it down and move to your next level in life. So, yes, I started out making $7.25 an hour, gradually making more and more every year. Now, I'm pleased with the salary and stuff that I'm making now, but it doesn't stop here. This is just maintaining my personal life. I still have the same dream in my heart when I was 14 years old. Somebody say, how long are you supposed to pursue it? As long as it takes. It's been 31 years. I'm still pushing, and I'm closer today than I was when I started out. I learned a few things. I upset a few people. A few people upset me. I made some right decisions. I made some wrong decisions. I cried. I lost some sleep, but I never stop. My vision and my journey might not be yours, but if you keep going, and no matter what anybody else say, each day you're gonna get a little bit closer.
Okay. I've been to some of your men's ministry groups and never heard people say, you know, since they've been a part of your ministry, that they found their vision, things have gone off for them. Mm. There's some men's leaders listening right now. What can they do with their church, aside from cloning you, to kind of bring that kind of atmosphere in their ministries or their small groups?
Well, I can say in our particular environment, I know that my passion is to wake up the dreams and passion inside of others. That's just what I want to do. So the words that I use, the example that I set, is all for that. But I want to say, if you're not passionate about life, or you're not passionate about something, find somebody that is. It's contagious, man. It's contagious. Two people could be in the same place. One person about to fall asleep, the other person excited. If you hang around a person that's falling asleep, you probably gonna want to fall asleep too. If you hang around a person that's excited, you gonna get excited too. You have to feed off of somebody that's in the spot that you want to be in until your own fire starts inside. They might be the fire that lights your pilot, but once your pilot lit, you get set on fire and you light somebody else's pilot. That's the way it goes. You can't hang around a bunch of negative, dragging people and think you're going to find your passion one day. You got to hang around some passionate. Stop talking about them saying they doing too much. It don't take all of that. You better go get around them and let some of that stuff get on you.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Man, I'll say this. I believe that everybody was put on this earth as an answer to a problem somewhere. God did not just arbitrarily put you here just to exist until you die. He didn't put you here just to breathe to death. Sometimes you have to silence out the rest of the world, silence out the opinions. Some of your thoughts ain't even your thoughts. It's something your Uncle Willie said when you were 5. It's something your Aunt Kizzy said when you were 12. Some of the thoughts in your head are not even yours. You picked them up along the way. You got to block out the rest of the world and find out what drives you. What was the dream you had when you were 5 years old, sitting in front of the mirror with a brush in your hand? What was that dream? Go wake up that place. Blow the dust off your dreams and get active. Because a lot of the people who gave you all that negative information are failures themselves. And they're just putting their filter of failure over your eyes and making you like them. You gotta, it's so many videos on YouTube. It's so many audio books. It's so many people out there doing marvelous things. Close your eyes and listen to some of them. Listen to it. Hear the details of their life. Hear what they tried. Hear what they failed in. Hear what made them keep going. Let their fire light your pilot. And it has to be important enough to you. If I have to listen to audio tapes and DVDs and watch YouTube videos for 6 months in order for my fire to catch, that's what I'm going to do. Most of us keep giving up in the process because we have the voice of somebody who failed years ago in our ear and have put their filter over our eyes.
All right. How can people find out more about you and all the projects and things you're working on?
Oh, man. The best thing to do right now is go to www.wehoodrich.com. That's W-E-H-O-O-D-R-I-C-H, wehoodrich.com. You'll see all the material, all the plays we've done, the books. You'll see everything is out there. And, of course, at my church, www.withoneaccord.com. That's the number one, withoneaccord.com. See what we're working on. See what we're doing. And, hey, catch me in the streets, man. Catch me in a place where people is living and we can live it out together.
All right, Terrell. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That was Terrell Munger. As Terrell said, make sure you associate yourself with people who are excited because it's contagious. This podcast has been on a long hiatus due to adjusting to life with a new baby while still dealing with all other things like full-time jobs, marriage, strong-willed child, and other things that compete for my attention. Please pray for me as I try to remind myself that leading men is a vision from God and not a pipe dream. Also, pray that I can meet more people like Terrell so that I can feed off their enthusiasm. If this podcast was a blessing to you, please let us know by emailing us at contact@leadingmennow.com. You may also email us questions or feedback about this episode, and we may read it on the next podcast. Also, don't forget to take a few seconds to provide a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. You can also follow us on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Facebook at Leading Men Now. Let's continue the conversation on social media with #LeadingMenNow. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.